Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H-Town. Let's get to work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it.
And here it is. Smith across the 20, 25, 30. And he's brought down at the 33-yard line. And that's it. It's over at NRG Stadium. The Texans give up a late touchdown to the Buccaneers, who win 20-19, and the Texans drop to 0-2 for the first time since D'Amico Ryan's first season. And they look forward to a date at Jacksonville on Sunday as they get into the AFC South.
Yeah, I can't even get into Jacksonville yet. There is a lot to unpack from this game last night. And I'm telling you right now, if you got into your cars this morning, and morning radio, like to get people in a good mood for work, get some sunshine and rainbows going, you walked into the wrong room. I'm just going to tell you right,
man,
now.
I've got somebody this morning livid with me for getting him into what he calls this Ponzi scheme that is being a Texans fan, which is that's what it felt like. Hey, just invest a little bit more. Yeah, they'll be fine.
Oh, yeah.
They'll say, no, the offense will be gifted. Or have all kinds of opportunities in the fourth quarter to score touchdowns. Why do that? Finally, the run. Sean, I am a frenzy of twisted emotions this morning because that.
Oh, dude.
That was. The first thing I told you when I walked in this morning is the Texans have allowed 34 points over two games to two really good quarterbacks.
That's pretty
17
good.
Points per game, and yet I could not feel worse about the defense. And I don't even want to get started on the offense. I don't even want to touch it with a stick. I feel like it's a rotting corpse of something that used to be a beautiful person. That used to be like, oh, they had potential.
Mm-hmm.
That kid. What happened to him? They got arrested for meth 27 times.
Yeah.
And now
yeah.
They're just, they're barely alive. They're just laying on a curb. That's what the offense is. I don't know if that, did they let Nick Chubb score in the fourth quarter?
Well, it sure looked like it, didn't it?
I mean, it was an offense
that was averaging like 2 yards a carry all night long, and then all of a sudden he breaks free. And I didn't even think of that last night. And just a quick warning here for everybody listening. We're going to be all over the place this morning.
Yeah, you got to provide some organization for this show, all right? I'm tired of you just lollygagging around.
I'm going through the motions.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was actually a topic. People called in on the postgame show saying, should the irony of people calling in and saying that the Texans try to choose how they score a touchdown, not just go score a touchdown.
Right, yeah, should Nick Chubb have slid or
something?
Should he slid before,
so that they
right.
kind of manage the clock
slid
a little bit?
Slid at the one so you could not score again from the one-yard line.
The way this team's playing, he'd slide at the one and he'd lose the ball and it would roll out of the end zone. So, no, he did the right thing by scoring.
I know, it's a very understandable question.
Yeah, no, it's a great, it's a good question. I think scoring and leaving it up to a defense that hadn't given up a touchdown since early in the second quarter was the right thing to do.
I think that was the right thing to do.
Yeah,
and the defense, the reason as it's been the last couple weeks now, it's the letdowns in big moments. It's the defense who was hemorrhaging all day long in the run game, just getting destroyed.
Getting destroyed.
Physically just getting destroyed. I'd love to, I had to go back and watch and be like, all right, I hate to just say guys are getting physically destroyed. Well, yep, physically destroyed in the run game.
Let's start there. Okay, so let's start with the defense because that's what you wanted to start with, and I think it's an appropriate place to start. Even though they've only given up 34 points in two games, the one thing we were saying about that matchup, their offense, the Bucs, versus the Texans' defense is, wow. You think the Texans are having problems on the offensive line? My God, look at the Bucs who are missing their all-world left tackle, Tristan Wirfs. Their center is playing left tackle. Their right tackle, who was questionable coming into the game, was gone by the second quarter because he couldn't play on this foot. I'm going to read a text that Clinton and I got from my son James last night at the very beginning of the post-game show. What the F, Pops and Clint? The team that beat you tonight was down both their starting tackles, and they seemed to execute a two-minute offense just fine.
Right, they didn't seem to have just all these egregiously bad mental errors or botched assignments or whatever. Sean, there was one sack last night or pressure on C.J. Stroud where the Texans had eight guys in pass protection and three defenders came free. I mean, I don't even know how it's mathematically possible. I feel like you gotta try to draw that up on a chart to allow that to happen.
Yeah.
What a disheveled mess.
Yep.
So that was on the offensive side of the ball. The defense for 2 weeks in a row now has been, hey, do some really good things during the course of regulation time, right up until the end of regulation time, and then you let everybody down in a massive, massive way. And my tendency, like my brain is telling me, don't pile on the defense too hard because even though they were hemorrhaging yardage in the run game, they were coming up big and they were making big plays.
Yeah.
But on the final drive of the game, Baker Mayfield, you know what, Baker Mayfield, I gotta tip my cap to him. That dude is just a dog, a baller. He wants it. He has the it factor, whatever it might be. I'm going to give C.J. Gardner-Johnson a check minus for talking smack to him while he's down on the ground injured. You know, like, that's like, you might as well have gone up to Vita Vea and called him stupid and ugly or something.
Move,
you're poking the bear for no good reason whatsoever.
Yep.
Like, Baker Mayfield won that game on 4th and 10. It's 4th and 10. Emeka Buka drops the ball. You didn't even have him covered well. Emeka Buka drops the ball. It's 4th and 10. 4th and 10. All you got to do is get Baker on the ground. My God. And then he goes and runs and does a somersault and just, oh.
Well, all you got to do is get him on the ground and you were right there. And I haven't gone back and looked to see who ran right past him as he was in that massive humanity. But the view we have from up in the press box, 4th and 10, it looked like Baker was dead. He was swallowed up by a swarm of human beings. And all of a sudden he just jets out of there. They had everybody, all the secondary was all downfield covering guys. Everybody who was rushing Baker is back at the line of scrimmage, and he had plenty of room to run, and he runs for 16 yards on that play. And that was if we're looking at, the 5 to 10 plays that lose a game for you.
Yeah.
That's the one that's going to be the most memorable because I would say that play, if we're talking about the last drive.
Yeah.
And if we're talking about the defense, and a defense that's only given up 17 points a game, but in each of these games, and don't worry, people, we're going to get to the offense. If you miss C.J. Stroud's press conference, boy, we got that for you at 6:20. Talk about a mood. But the defense, last week, they gave up only 14 points. But what was the thing? They were biting on play action all day, and Matthew Stafford had chunk plays all day long. It was enough to win the game. This time around, it was Bucky Irving, who was always getting them in 2nd and 4 and 2nd and 3 and breaking tackles. If you're looking for two plays on the final drive that epitomize this day for the Houston Texans, a day where the Buccaneers had 37 minutes of time of possession, a day where the Buccaneers had twice as many first downs, a day where the Buccaneers were 6 for 14 on third down, and the Texans, by the way, an identical 2 for 9 to last week, the two plays, Seth, the Baker Mayfield scramble on 4th and long that you just talked about, and then the pass to Bucky Irving where he's in the open field and you see him and he's got Aziz in the open field and Aziz just runs into the stands. And then Bucky Irving does a Dameon Pierce angry run on the Texans defense and breaks about six tackles to get down inside the 20.
Yeah, those were the two tackling plays. In the open field. I felt like all day long the linebackers were trying real hard not to be what they were last week, which is biting on play action all the time. So they're just sitting back and absorbing blocks. I know that immediately you notice that the defensive line is getting pushed around, but then there were times where the defensive line played well and linebackers just sitting back there at 5 yards, just, hey, fella, nice to meet you. You going to come out and block me? Hey! Oh, I'll just make this tackle here.
Tickle, tickle, tickle.
6 yards past the line
tickle,
of scrimmage.
Tickle, tickle, tickle.
Look. Honestly, you look at I can look at time of possession.
Yeah.
Sometimes overrated as a stat. The Bucs, 37 minutes and 9 seconds. The Texans possessed the ball for 22 minutes, 51 seconds. And both the offense and the defense are complicit in that. Yeah. Offense couldn't sustain squat, couldn't score in the red zone. But then the defense is just hammered, like not bend but don't break, kind of like menstruating and not breaking, and also sometimes breaking. I just bleeding, over the place.
Yep.
The tackling, again, this year, decrepit, pathetic. Hey, we can come up and hit guys in the kidneys every now and then. Awesome. Yeah. Can you wrap a guy up
in the open field? I'm starting to wonder if this swarm mentality
Swarm mentality is garbage. You know why? Because you get six guys to the ball, and all six of them miss a tackle. Oh, we're going to swarm to the ball. Like, they're swarming to, they're like, you know what, they're like drunken, they're like drunken honeybees.
No, they are.
They're not hornets. They're not those killer bees. Yeah. They're honeybees that are drunk.
Drunk honeybees.
Drunken honeybees.
That's what they are.
Freaking chair.
I was more worried about the microphone. That's pricier than the chair. Your shoulder caught that mic. You were swarming to that microphone, right?
It's fourth and goal. You get down. It's second and goal on the one.
Okay. We're flipping over to the offense now.
You run out of the gun, a phony zone read.
Yeah.
Because, hey, everybody knows that you got to stay backside for
CJ.
For CJ. Because he runs
zone
now.
Zone read film that you put out there.
You just say, let's do, hey, you think this is the time down on the 1 yard line that this is when we really take care of Vita Vea?
Yeah.
Is this going to be the moment that we just, these guys are going to drive Vita Vea into the back of the end zone?
And then the little meme, ten seconds later, Chubb's on his back.
Let's throw a low percentage throw into that and just put it all on, hopefully, just Nico Collins and C.J. Stroud being, no. So then finally you say, all right, well, we're going to line up in the gun and run a sprint out to the left.
To the opposite side of CJ's arm.
Where just everybody's already in coverage. Nick Cayley, man, the boy. Boy, I gave him a 1 week grace period, but what the hell was all of that?
No, Nick Cayley right now is just a more hyper version of Bobby Slowick to me. Like, there's nothing I'm watching with this offense where I go, oh, this looks way different than from last year.
Yeah, Slowick was, hey, we're going to lose with brilliant philosophy and design poorly executed. Cayley is, we're going to win with poor we're going to lose with poor fundamentals. Yeah. You know, it's just pick whichever poor fundamentals plus also nothing elegant in play design. Oh, and just basically trying to ignore Nico Collins as much as possible, as much as I can.
And then the times you use him, like you said, are low percentage throws where you're gifting the Buccaneers the back line and the sideline as extra defenders against Nico. Like, it was literally two plays, one to the right, one to the left, where you're trying to fit it into Nico from the 1 yard line into the back corner of the end zone.
Yeah.
That's the best play you have in that situation. And the other thing about that goal line thing, and we're all over the place, and I know we're up against it, and blah, blah, blah. And don't worry. And if you miss this segment, it'll probably happen again six times. That we were told all training camp long about how, well, this group of offensive linemen has a new culture in that room.
Yeah.
And they love football, and they love physicality, and that's the thing I love about them. We're also told that the communication issues were so much better this year. What's the first thing D'Amico says in the press conference? What was the issue? Communication. Okay. That felt like last night, that everything we saw in training camp, and more importantly, we're told in training camp, never happened.
I don't know if they, honestly,
never.
I don't think it was communication issues. It was just dumb. It was just bad individual play. Guys' neurons weren't communicating with other neurons in their own brains.
I agree with you. The point I was making about the goal line stuff, lining up in gun three times in a row from the 1 yard line, runs completely contrary to this dog mentality that we were told they had in the offensive line.
The worst
room.
Possible thing that team could have done was get down to the 1 yard line.
Yes.
They didn't have a chance in hell when they were down there, and it became a man on man physical battle of physicality and will. That's a scrappier team, the Bucks.
Oh yeah,
better coach team,
no question.
Just look, in Baker Mayfield, man, like CJ's not at his level yet, not by a long shot.
Better coached, scrappier team, and more resourceful quarterback.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll listen to CJ's press conference.
Yeah,
yeah. I don't what am I going to do? Make excuses for CJ Stroud?
Nope. No, it's done. All right. So if you missed CJ Stroud's press conference, we will have that for you coming up in the next segment. You need to listen to it. I think there's some big key differences in this CJ than the one we've been getting the last couple of years. So we'll have that for you coming up next.
Yeah, look.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's a Mokarem Injury Lawyers Reaction Tuesday on Sports Radio 610. Here's Payne and Pendergast.
Yeah, we had communication issues up front, and they got us on some blitzes, things that, you know, we've seen, we work. You know, we have to look at the film to see what those issues were. But we got to, you know, of course, not have those and make sure we're picking things up the right way.
All right, so that was D'Amico Ryans last night in his press conference. Very first question right out of the chute about protection issues for C.J. Stroud. D'Amico attributes it to communication issues, Seth. It sounded like in the open you attribute it to not having very good player issues.
I think the communication from the offensive lineman's brain to their feet and hands is more of an
poor
issue.
Communication.
Poor communication. Intrabody communication.
Yep.
Communication. It's like when you try to describe how a relationship went bad. We had communication issues. Yeah. I don't know. We had trust issues. One or both of you were idiot jerks. Okay,
we're cheating.
Yeah. So when I hear that, oh no, the issues with the offensive line were communication issues. You got seven guys in pass protection versus a four-man rush, and three guys come free. I don't know where the wires got crossed in the communication, but like that's more than a miscommunication. That's just a wholesale breakdown.
Yeah.
You walked in on your spouse with I got to be careful. It's 6:23 in the morning. Communication. Yeah, I guess I didn't communicate. I didn't communicate to the offensive line that I didn't want them to be trash.
Yes.
That D'Amico should have gotten up at the podium and said, like, well, we've got some communication issues. Mainly, I told them not to suck, and then they went out there and sucked.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta watch it. In the 6 o'clock hour, your analogies can only involve fuzzy, cute, lovable creatures. When you compared the Texan swarm to delightful honeybees. Seth basically said they were 11 of the honeybee on the box for Honey Nut Cheerios.
They swarm. It's like they're trying.
They're benevolent swarmers.
They swarm to the ball carrier, and then they like turn into puppy dogs. They like just want to lick them to death. You know? Like, oh,
well, they said they were dogs.
These Texans defenders are puppy dogs.
We're a bunch of dogs.
Puppy dogs. That's that's spelled with a W.
We're dogs, man.
Yeah.
Dogs. So when you get to the ball carrier, you're like a Rottweiler. Like, no, man.
These sharp little teeth.
No.
Yeah. Oh, ow. Ow.
We lick them on the face.
Yeah.
We kiss them and lick them on the face. We dogs.
Puppy dogs.
We dogs.
No, as far as the offensive line goes, I know the communication was the problems in communication are like, oh, hey, why isn't that guy standing where he was an eighth of a second ago? I just let him go. He'll figure it out. He's lost his way. These linebackers don't even know what they're doing. They're like looking like they're going to pass drop into coverage, and then they run at CJ.
Yeah.
Very frankly, unsportsmanlike.
It is.
It's a better. No. Hey, the Bucs, better coach, more disciplined, physically tougher. Quarterback's a dog.
Yep.
Quarterback's a dog.
Yes.
Baker Mayfield, absolute
he is a dog.
Dog.
He's a non-face-licking dog, he is.
Baker Mayfield, my God, what a freaking, that is a football player.
Well, and it's, you know what, not to go too deep on a separate conversation because we've got to listen to CJ, keep in mind Baker's pedigree that he came to the Bucs with. He was a failed quarterback in three places before he got to the Bucs. Three.
Yeah.
Cleveland dumped him for Deshaun Watson. Carolina dumped him. Just because they were going nowhere with him and dumped him. And the Rams picked him. I won't say the Rams dumped him. The Rams rehabbed him, if anything. And Sean McVay puts him back out there on the market. 1 year, $4 million they got him for. And now they've got him on a very reasonable deal for a franchise quarterback. He's making $30 million a year, Baker Mayfield. And he is a dog. You want to listen to CJ Stroud's press conference?
Yeah, give it to me. I want to hear about all the miscommunications.
If you haven't, okay, so now keep in mind. Hey, play the D'Amico cut one more time that we just played there, Colin. You got it?
Yeah, we had communication issues up front, and they got us on some blitzes, things that, you know, we've seen, we work. You know, we have to look at the film to see what those issues were. But we got to, you know, of course, not have those and make sure we're picking things up the right way.
Okay, so D'Amico, communication issues. Now, keep that in mind as you listen to the C.J. Stroud press conference. Very early in the press conference, he was asked about communication issues. We're going to play the whole thing because probably a lot of you didn't hear it. So here is C.J. Stroud's press conference following last night's loss to the Bucs.
On that fourth down play, you're rolling left. Do you prefer to roll out left versus right? Does that matter to you at all?
No, it does not.
Hey, C.J., D'Amico talked about some communication challenges. Were those some of the issues when you guys got down in the red zone late in the game?
Communication in what way?
He just said there
was
some communication challenges.
I didn't have any communication issues. I thought we split the play pretty clean, and we were just lining up. Some guys weren't set, so I had to get Higgs set on the fourth down. And other than that, I mean, and that's kind of normal. But I didn't really not anything down there that I can remember.
When y'all had the ball at the 1 yard line, what went wrong in your opinion there?
Just didn't get the ball in the end zone. It was kind of plain, kind of simple. You know, just, I don't know. We just didn't get the ball in the end zone. That's all I could really think of.
Is it disappointing that y'all had so many opportunities to win this game, put this game away, and you weren't able to capitalize on the opportunities tonight?
Yeah, it is.
Well, the two games, what do you think has just kind of been more or less the inability to consistently get into the end zone with the time that you guys do have?
Some young offense, you know, don't really, you know, can make a bunch of excuses, but we're just not getting it done. So at the end of the day, that's all that matters. And, you know, we're moving the ball pretty well. Just got to put 7 on the board. And that's, you know, the big difference right now. So, yeah.
CJ, what did you notice in the opening touchdown pass to Nico?
Sorry?
What did you notice in the opening touchdown pass
to Nico? Heck of a catch. Yeah, I thought, you know, did a good job in that first drive, just staying down, you know, just staying committed to, you know, our plan, not wavering. And I thought Nico did a good job, just keep running. Corner played it good, just try to put in a spot on what he can get. Yeah, I think it was a heck of a catch.
You mentioned a young receiving core, not that many guys you have experience with. Do you feel like this offense misses Tank's presence and your guys' chemistry right now?
We can say a bunch of different things about, you know, who's out, who's not. You know, Hig and J-No and J-Watt, Hutch, Neek, you know, they're doing a good job in there, you know. You know, we just got to, you know, find ways to get them the ball in space more. Thought, you know, Kales did a good job of that today, but, you know, it's always evident, you know, it's the bad things that everybody points out, but that's the NFL. You know, you can't, you know, let guys hang around and, you know, give them a shot to come back. That's what they'll do. So, but I thought our young guys handled it as best as they could. Of course, it's always things to clean up, but, yeah, it's no excuse in that. Like, we just got to make more plays.
We got time for a few more, Jonathan, and Sergeant Cam, we're done.
CJ, what, if anything, that you felt like the Bucs did a lot better after the first two drives after you all had that success?
I just started pressuring a little more, especially on third down, just big stunts and, you know, just slamming their D-line in ways. Other than that, like, their back end, they just double Nico a lot, which we kind of presumed that they were going to do. But, yeah, you got to just know those plays where we're going three and out or, you know, we're just not sustaining drives. Those are the ones that lose us the game. Of course, you know, not coming up short on the goal line is tough as well, and that's evident as well. But there's a bunch of different things we can clean up.
Yep, sorry. CJ, Coach said that you all need to improve in the running game on tonight. You all had some really good plays on the in the passing game. How do you all get those two to match up?
Just continue to do it, continue to play. You know, it's a long season. You know, it's week two. Hopefully we learned our lessons and learn to put teams away and learn to, you know, put points on the board. So we can say a bunch of different things and what could have went right. But at the end of the day, it's about winning games. And those plays that are in between, you know, those are the games. I mean, those are the plays that you end up winning or losing on. So in my opinion, I think that's, you know, what we got to get better at is just making more plays and sustaining drives.
Hey, CJ, as a leader on this team, you've been here before in your rookie season. You guys got off to a slow start. What do you say to your teammates as you guys, you know, get ready for next week, but try to keep your head up because 0-2 is not over?
Yeah, just stay together. You know, stay committed to one another, trust in one another. You know, the sun will rise in the morning. You know, it's not the end of the world, but at the same time, you know, we all get paid a service. You know, to do a job, and you know, we got to get those jobs done at a faster rate. And yeah, I think, you know, as a team, we got to just stay together. Everybody's going to talk crazy and we suck, we this, we that. And at the end of the day, we got to stay together and just mesh well and, you know, be honest, have our hard conversations. But, you know, I think right now we need more confidence as an offense, at least, just confident playing better together. I think that's a big thing. We haven't played together, a lot of us. So the more confidence that we build, I think the better that we'll be off.
Thank you.
Okay, so first off, just the blitzes, yes. They started blitzing, and the Texans were completely inept and unable to pick up the blitzes. That blocked punt, being able to turn that into absolutely nothing other than where you already were. You go, you
got a 53-yard field goal.
Kick a 53-yard field goal after a blocked punt. I mean, Frank Ross and some of the special teamers are the only guys I feel good about right now. I'm sitting and I'm watching. I was just rewatching the Jalen Noel return. I'm watching Emeka Ebuka in this game as a rookie and as a guy that was drafted in the first round, doing everything that you'd want. He's doing more to reinvent the game than Travis Hunter certainly is as a wide receiver. Like, rookie out there producing 2 weeks in a row. Meanwhile, the Texans are feeding the ball to Justin Watson because apparently, I don't know, you don't trust Jaden Higgins, you don't trust Jalen Noel. Those guys have speed, athleticism. Higgins has length. He got involved late in the game. But I just, why are we waiting? What are we doing? Look at what's the Texans team. You know what? Yeah. Okay. Don't freak out. It's just two games. I'm sitting and I'm watching an offense that in week one decided to turn it into a little experiment to see which running backs we like.
Yeah.
Hey, let's just go out there and feel it out. Let's see which running backs we like. And week two, or we're just going to go out and make a lot of the same mistakes we did in week one. Yeah. And there's zero. If they didn't take a step forward in terms of physicality, they didn't take a step forward in terms of execution. They didn't take a step forward anywhere. And then the defense, and again, the defense allows to two really good quarterbacks, they've allowed 17 points per game. That should be good. I should feel good about the defense. And yet, in the fourth quarter, partly because the offense lets them down time and time again, but in the fourth quarter, on the final drive, when they have a chance to really seal it, they fall apart completely.
Yeah.
And it's just, no, this team is not swarm. They are not dogs. They are not fundamentally sound. Yeah, I'm going to freak out after two games because they've been outclassed in the fourth quarter especially. That's when the real teams show up. And for two straight weeks, the Texans have turned into a pumpkin in the fourth quarter.
Yep. I wrote down three or four things listening to that CJ press conference. The mood, obviously. Like CJ, it feels like CJ's in the worst place he's been in as a pro. Just in general right now with whatever the mood. He used the word confidence. I don't think it's necessarily just a wee thing for the offense with the confidence. I think CJ's confidence has been impacted since that really bad stretch in the middle of last season. He's not been the same quarterback since that Green Bay, Indy, New York Jets stretch where he was just getting killed last year. So I think that's number one that I note. Number two, D'Amico is saying there's communication issues. His quarterback is saying there are no communication issues. That's not nothing. I don't know what it is, and I think you probably need to be in the building to know what it is, but that's not nothing. That's number two. Number three, hey, we're a young offense. You know, we're a young offense. We're just getting this thing going. Baker Mayfield is on his third offensive coordinator as the quarterback of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They, too, are an NFL team with a defensive head coach.
Brand new offensive coordinator that nobody knows anything about.
Nobody knows anything about, and this is the third one. It was Dave Canales in year one. It was Liam Cohen last year. Now, the difference between the Texans and the Bucs from that standpoint is that Todd Bowles hires offensive coordinators that get hired to be head coaches.
Yeah.
D'Amico Ryans has hired one offensive coordinator, two, including Kaylee, but one who has been fired to become a staff member for the guy who's probably going to get fired, Mike McDaniel. That's the difference. Todd Bowles hires really, really well. I don't want to hear young offense when Baker Mayfield's on his third offensive coordinator in 3 years. Like you, no, that's not. It's not an excuse. It's not an excuse to look like a Pop Warner team.
Right, right. No, and Emeka Buka and Bucky Irving. Look, defense. Look, they did some really good things in
with
that game.
Backup offensive linemen.
Right,
in there.
With backup offensive line, the Bucs were a disheveled mess on the offense. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers entered that game with the exact same issues the Texans have on their offensive line.
Yep.
Charlie Heck is out there playing right tackle. Illegally tripping Kamari Lassiter on one play.
You cut Charlie Heck last year.
Not good enough for the Texans. Not good enough for this newfangled Texans offensive line. Oh, but he's out there getting his butt kicked at times. But, man, part of it, Bucky Irving turned into a superstar yesterday.
Yeah.
You turned Bucky Irving into a superstar.
Look good, man. All right, 713-572-4610 is a lot. Man, a lot of you weighing in on the text page. We'll try to mix some of these in. So many of you weighing in. On last night's game, so frustrating.
Rashad White is superstars as well. Sorry, didn't mean to leave Rashad White out of it.
He had like 9 carries for 70 yards last night. And that was the other thing. Like, they had a ton of yards rushing without one long one. I think the long was 16 or something like that.
The bigger thing is
they just churned out yards all night.
And because if you look at just Bucky Irving and you saw that he had, you know, he only averaged 4.2 yards per carry, but it was a very consistent 4.2 yards. But it was the 6 receptions for 50 yards.
Well, especially the last one.
And the ineptitude in the open field with the tackling. Yeah. I mean, what have I said is one of the Achilles heels with his defense? It's the tackling, the poor tackling. And nobody ever wants to hear about it. And people think,
they're swarming. What do you want?
They're swarming to the ball and missing
they're
tackles.
They're swarming. Why are you so critical? They're swarming,
How do you
Seth?
Get 5 guys to the ball carrier and all of you miss tackles?
They managed to do it, man.
I don't. They play so stupid.
Yeah, not a smart
They play
team.
So dumb.
Yep.
Why do they play so dumb?
Yeah. All right, let's get to headlines. Hey, the Astros won last night, but Yordan sprained his ankle.
Why?
That's not a joke. That happened last night. He sprained his ankle
scoring
a run.
They sprayed the base with silicone.
They put melted butter on home plate. So we'll get to headlines, Astros, NFL Week 2, news around the NFL, injury news. We'll get to all of it in headlines. We'll do that coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Payne and Pendergast with today's headlines, presented by Men's Tea Clinic.
9 seconds to go. Ball inside the 3, second and goal. Mayfield under center. Rashad White in the backfield. Here's Otten in motion to the left. Mayfield digs in. Otten back to the right in motion. Handoff White up the middle. White to the goal line. And White into the end zone with 6 seconds to go. The Bucks do it. They drive deep and score to take the lead on the Texans 2019.
You want a little touch of irony? If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, that's what I'm in the mood for, Sean.
If I'm not mistaken, I think Tank Dell scored his touchdown against the Bucks 2 years ago with 6 seconds to go in the game. Same amount of time that the
Thanks.
Bucks scored.
I was hoping to have some irony in my life.
Sweet
this
revenge.
Yeah. Well, you know, somebody had asked in the press conference earlier to CJ, you know, do you guys miss Tank Dell? And I thought, well, I mean, Christian Kirk is the guy that they miss right this moment. Like, Tank Dell's not
coming back.
The
guy that's reasonably available.
Yeah, I think that. But it's not.
Tank ain't walking through that
door. I mean, but Christian Kirk only makes things better in that, all right, CJ's going to have, like, he'd be able to get rid of the ball a little bit more quickly at times. But some of the problem last night at times were that, they didn't. I mean, the Bucks disguised their blitzes so well that a lot of times they didn't even realize they were getting blitzed until 1 second into the snap, and it just screws up. It screws up CJ's reads. The offensive line is just completely lost and befuddled. It was across the board from the offensive line and CJ himself in terms of the confusion that there was out there, and it was just. The Bucks are a better coached football team than the Texans. It's just night and day in terms of how they execute both on offense and defense.
Yep, 20-19, the final score last night. If you missed it here on Sports Radio 610 or on television, Texans had a 19-14 lead, gave the ball back to the Bucks with about 3 minutes to go in the game, and they did what because I think the last drive was 2 minutes and change, and as you could hear, they scored with 6 seconds to go. Whatever the case may be, the Bucks methodically marched down the field, took advantage of some really piss-poor tackling by the Texans, and a huge hero play by Baker Mayfield on a fourth and long from about midfield or so, Seth, maybe slightly into Bucks territory, a minus territory for them. They had him fourth and 10, fourth and 11, dead to rights, human beings surrounding him, and he managed to squirt out of the pack and go make a 16-yard scramble that kept the drive alive. And if you could wager play to play, that play that we just heard bumping in there, the game-winning touchdown, if I could wager on them scoring a touchdown on that play, I would have emptied the bank account. That was the most obvious, they're going to score here. I mean, it was just the Texans were on their heels the entire final drive
these guys,
for some reason.
I'm so tired of Swarm right now because it honestly, they swarm to the ball and just it gives them an opportunity to miss three or four tackles instead of one or two. There's times when it works. I mean, they're the way they play on defense, you're going to take some hits in the run game at times because you got everybody jetting upfield and whatnot, and you're supposed to make up for it with plays, tackles behind the line of scrimmage. And they did that a lot of the time, but too much of the game was the Baker Mayfields, just methodically driving down the field, getting in the third quarter, and then on that final drive, just getting plays in chunks of 10 and 15, runs, five-yard run after five-yard run after five-yard run, they have moments of physicality, but they're only punctuation marks in like a long sentence of sloppy football play. Mm-hmm. It's really frustrating,
They had almost 400 yards of total offense. Their long run was 16 yards, and their long catch was 22. You know, there was not a 50-yard or 60-yard chunk play in there. They were just constantly eating yesterday.
Yeah.
They were just chipping away. And when they were moving the football, you never had them in second and bad. They were second and three. It felt like they were second and three for about two-thirds of this game.
And by the end of the game, the Bucks have held the ball by just about two-thirds of the time. They had 37-plus minutes of time of possession. And so part of that's on the offense for their three and outs in the fourth quarter and whatnot, but also just the defense allowing some of those long drives.
Yep. Let's make sure we get the Astros in here. They won last night 6-3 over the Rangers. A costly win, though, as they say, because Yordan Alvarez with a nasty sprained ankle scoring a run of all things. The irony, more irony, Seth. Sorry, I know you're not big on the irony this morning. The irony of Yordan Alvarez possibly sustaining, who knows, maybe a season-ending sprained ankle. Didn't look good.
The still frame of it is just
not good.
Bow-legged with his foot turned to the side.
Yeah, that's like, hey, ChatGPT, generate an image of Yordan Alvarez's foot being turned sideways.
You want your stupid irony this morning, Sean?
Yeah.
You're the one who's always saying, like, oh, whatever you do, Yordan, don't slide, no matter what.
Yeah,
and
true.
Obviously,
that's irony.
This wasn't a situation where he would have been sliding, but I would prefer that he did.
No, the irony is, scoring a run, which is something the Astros have had a lot of difficulty doing this season, and B, yes, coming running in, standing up. I will take the hit on that one. You're 100% right. I was getting nervous even telling you about this last night about Yordan's sprained ankle because you're like, how did he do it? Scoring a run, I said, and you're like, oh, okay. Sliding? Like, no, he was running in standing up.
I can't even remember what point in the game it was.
You were like, bring me 10 ice cream sandwiches.
Something bad. Oh, I hit the dessert tray hard last night. I'm on a punitive fast today, I think. And then the French onion dip, the Daisy French onion dip
at
home.
Of course, yeah.
It's been one of the worst. It's one of the diciest things that's ever happened to me is this Daisy French onion dip endorsement.
It's really good.
I've got too much.
Yeah. No such thing. No such
like
thing.
An alcoholic accepting an alcohol endorsement or something like
that. Daisy-holic.
Yeah. So anyway, I can't remember what point in the game it was with the Texans. I'm sure I was miserable, but then I get a frantic text from Brandy about Yordan's injury.
Yeah.
I got to manage her emotions too.
Yeah, from afar. So the Astros win. Now, the good news, putting Yordan aside, two bits of good news. One, they pick up a half game on the Mariners. Mariners idle last night. They pick up an entire game on the Rangers because that's who they beat last night. And Zach Cole came in for Yordan Alvarez and basically did a perfect Yordan Alvarez impersonation. He was 2-for-3 with a bomb, another home run for Zach Cole. Yordan Alvarez in English actually translates to Zach Cole. It's the exact same guy.
This could be the September of Zach Cole.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
I'll take anything
something
at this point.
September.
Offensively. Why are our teams so bad offensively?
Yeah.
Astro, boy, Rockets, if you're listening right now, if somehow Kevin Durant turns into like a 17-point game guy
mm-hmm.
this year from the 26 that he was last year.
Somehow. We're as if cursed. His age isn't a...
Right. No, yeah. No, any number of reasons.
If somehow this 47-year-old basketball player...
Yeah. If all of a sudden they get cursed. We're in headlines here. We got Ross Tucker coming up. Just real quick, Chargers beat the Raiders last night 20-9 in the late game on Monday Night Football. Joe Burrow officially... going to be out for at least 3 months. Surgery on turf toe for Joe Burrow. So rough news there for the Cincinnati Bengals. All right, Ross Tucker, our Odyssey NFL insider. We'll get Ross's thoughts on last night's Texans loss to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Ross always has good thoughts on the offensive line, and that's a huge topic this morning here on the show. If you want to text in, 713-572-4610. It's Payne and Pendergast. Ross Tucker up next. Stay there.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.